So here's another popular cardiovascular machine, and this is called a recumbent cycle. And we really like this machine here because it supports the back. And a lot of people have back trouble, so it's an excellent machine for that. One of the problems with using a cycle is that people just tend to jump on the machine without thinking about getting their settings for the lower legs to avoid hyperextending the knee. So I'm going to have Cassini show you that when her leg is extended, she's keeping a slight bend in the knee. So the leg is almost fully straight, just a slight bend in the knee, and the other leg is bent a lot. So now for comfort, before she starts, we're going to have her place her hands on the sensors and then begin pedaling. Okay, and then if she feels comfortable, she can continue with that setting or she can adjust her seat. Again, she's sitting up nice and tall and she's got that good posture and alignment going on, just like on the other machines. Good. And so we have a program that is for interval training, and it just automatically alternates from 30 seconds of low intensity and 30 seconds for high intensity. And so the way that we monitor the heart rate so that she knows whether she's working hard enough or she's resting when she's supposed to is we use primarily the rating of perceived exertion or the TOC test. Of course, there's a lot of ways to measure your heart rate, and your instructor can show you how to do that. They can use the target heart rate zone charts, or they can use the RPE, rating of perceived exertion. I think you're doing a good job. How do you feel?
I feel good.
You're getting a good workout? Mm-hmm. All right.